This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman David Ballarato on this Wednesday. The big news of the day really comes from the seas, one overseas and one in the Caribbean Sea. China had the largest military parade ever seen with two key international figures attending. We start there with CBS's Michael George.
An unprecedented geopolitical moment sparks anger in the White House. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un appearing for the first time with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing. The Chinese leader criticized certain countries for bullying behavior, a veiled reference to the U.S. Now, this came as China held a parade marking 80 years since the end of World War II, with President Xi at one point calling his nation unstoppable. An angry President Trump responded on social media, posting, "Please give my warmest regards to Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un as you conspire against the United States of America." Meanwhile, President Trump upped his threat to send National Guard troops into Chicago, despite protests from local leaders who say they're not needed. But first, this morning, House lawmakers will hold a news conference with some of Jeffrey Epstein's victims as they push to make more files on the investigation public. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with more on this. A Republican-led committee released about 33,000 documents yesterday, but a lot of what they chose to release, these are documents that were already public.
Yeah, that's right, and that's actually kind of causing a bit of ire among folks across the political spectrum here. We could learn some more when some of Epstein's accused victims hold that press conference later on today with those members of Congress. All of this is coming as you do have lawmakers across the aisle pushing for more documents to be released.
Bipartisan frustration on Capitol Hill after some files related to convicted high-powered sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were released yesterday.
97% of those documents were already part of the public domain. It's nothing new.
Among the documents, victims' interviews, flight logs, and that missing minute from the jail video on the night of Epstein's death. Republican Thomas Massey and Democrat Ro Khanna are planning a news conference with Epstein's victims one day after they share their stories behind closed doors with House leaders as the lawmakers try to force a House vote to make more files public.
It's an effort to keep the files from being released. And the question is, why is the Speaker of the House engaged in that?
House Speaker Mike Johnson fired back.
I think that's obvious nonsense. It has to be done in the right way.
President Trump Tuesday continued his focus on crime, saying he plans to send the National Guard to Chicago.
We have the right to do it, because I have an obligation to protect this country.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is pushing back against the surge.
I find this extraordinarily strange, as Chicago does not want troops on our streets.
Talk of sending troops to another American city comes after a federal judge yesterday ruled that the Trump administration violated the law when it sent National Guard troops into Los Angeles to quiet immigration protests in June. The White House plans to appeal the ruling.
Jared, I want to ask about another court ruling breaking overnight. An appeals court blocked the Trump administration from using an 18th century wartime law to deport people they accuse of being Venezuelan gang members.
This federal appeals court, they ruled that the White House is not able to use the 1798 Alien Enemies Act to remove alleged members of the Venezuelan-based gang Tren de Aragua. In a 2-1 decision, this fairly conservative court concluded that the presence of the alleged gang members didn't amount to the type of invasion that lawmakers had in mind when they wrote that law to fast-track deportations. With some groups of migrants, the court has said that the administration can use other statutes to facilitate deportations, just not this particular one. CBS News has reached out to the White House for comment. We haven't heard back quite yet.
CBS is Jared Hill. And the breaking news yesterday, in addition, the U.S. military, as David reported in the newscast, striking a drug boat coming from Venezuela in the Caribbean, killing 11. The U.S. military, with president's orders, this is the first known operation since the administration's recent deployment of warships to the Southern Caribbean. So there is a lot going on. Later in the program, we will talk to retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, who is a CBS military analyst, between that story and what happened at the military parade in China, making international news yesterday. So a lot going on. And we're looking at 7 U.S. warships, along with 1 nuclear-powered submarine in the region, 4,500 sailors and Marines involved. And this is all in that region off the coast of Venezuela. So things are ramped up. Also, U.S. military has been using a P-8 spy plane to gather intelligence. They've been flying over international waters. And speaking to reporters, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said these particular drugs were probably headed to Trinidad or some country in the Caribbean, and then they would try to make their way into the United States. Last month, the U.S. doubled its reward for information leading to the arrest of drug leader Maduro, $50 million, asking him for links to drug trafficking and criminal groups. Venezuela officials have repeated saying that cartel is no longer active in their country and was dismantled in a raid they performed in 2023. So a lot to sort through today when it comes to what's going on every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. Getting ready already for the weekend. Many folks just back from a Labor Day holiday. David, I know you worked all weekend and now continue. So do you get a break at all?
Yeah, I mean, things go back to normal after tomorrow, actually.
All right, what's going on? A lot going on. But just the top stories out of Washington, plenty news enough.
Oh, sure. Definitely. Especially with what's going on with that boat, because you typically don't see the U.S. taking military action in the Caribbean.
No, that's in the warships that are gathered. So we'll talk to Colonel McCausland about that and the fact that this is the largest military parade ever in China. So you have President of China, you have Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-il all in one spot saying that they're going to stand up against the bullies.
Yeah, it's sort of reminiscent of the sort of thing you would see in high school when you were watching newsreel footage of the things that were leading up to World War II, in a way, doesn't it? Sort of remind you of that.
Yeah, and the president firing back at them with a tweet, of all things, kind of a tongue-in-cheek, give my regards to Putin and Kim Jong-il while they're conspiring against us.
Yeah.
So we'll see where that goes. Yeah, it's a little unsettling, to say the least, for international news. On the lighter side, how about this? You have just one more episode is what a lot of people say, their habits of binge watching TV. Do you ever binge watch, David?
Not that much anymore.
Maybe. And this all started for a lot of people when you were shut in during COVID.
Right.
So people, I know a lot of people, they watched multiple movies maybe in a day.
But yeah.
But the binge watching is a thing. The University of Georgia found that people who binge shows or read in long sessions lower their stress levels and tend to be then more creative. That's because they're more likely to keep thinking about those stories and do something called, how about this, retrospective imaginative involvement. I have a feeling this will be a theme for our next monthly meeting. Retrospective imaginative involvement, which is a fancy way of saying you replay the stories in your mind. It then stimulates the part of your brain responsible for coping and well-being.
Yeah, that's probably because the scripts are so bad that you have to sit and try to fill in all the gaps.
So some of that stuff is good. What kind of disaster scares people the most? Tornadoes. According to a new nationwide study, twisters are even more terrifying than tsunamis, earthquakes, and hurricanes, regardless of where you live in the country. The average American will face 4 natural disasters in their lifetime, potentially more if you live in Florida. And while more than half of Gen Z, millennials, and Gen X all have the same kind of disaster plan, 2/3 of boomers admit they just wing it. So let's ask Aaron, do you have a disaster plan?
No, but after my experience with the blackout that we had,
do I remember? Yeah, days without power.
Yes.
I remember. How many days for you?
I believe it was 2.5. So after that, you know, cars stuck in the garage. I don't know how to manually open it. It really, really, all jokes aside, I was like, I need a plan.
And you are a what? Generation what?
I'm a millennial, I think. Yeah, I like just skipped or narrowly escaped the Gen Z, but you know, my husband travels sometimes, so if he's out of town, I was like, wow, I really need to have a backup plan. Know where the... Because then he says to me, we did have flashlights, Aaron. We had this. I'm like, well, I didn't know where anything was.
Well, yeah, you just recently moved into a house.
So. Right. So, yeah.
The reason I bring this up today is because the American Red Cross just posted you should have a disaster plan, and they kind of tell you what things you should have and where you should have them. So maybe I'm going to get that for you. As a free gift.
Thank you, Larry.
David, you're not a boomer, are you? What are you?
I'm Generation X.
All right. You said that with some vim
He's
and
like,
vigor.
Listen here.
Okay.
The MTV generation.
David, what are you?
I'm Gen X.
Okay. Said proudly. I'm on the back end of the boomers. So
You're pretty much in the middle of the boomers.
No, I'm not, David.
You weren't born in 1965, whoa, anywhere close to 65.
Is that the cutoff?
He came with the vigor.
How do you know when I was born?
Well, I know how old I am, so I'll put it that way.
He's like, he's doing the math in there.
All right. Believe it or not, last month, actually in July, I saw the first Halloween display at a local store. Then I saw True Value had a Halloween display, and of all places, Lowe's, and now Halloween's just around the corner, and we just got into September, right? And it's not till the end of October, but TikTok is already jammed with Halloween costume ideas, and this may be the end of the hot girl Halloween outfits.
Oh, boy.
There's still those who use any excuse to incorporate a corset in their costume.
Oh, you know, that's accurate.
But this year, the early trends include anything but sexy, which includes the orange Lorax look, a founding father's getup complete with powdered wig, or dressing like Pitbull. These are trending as potential Halloween costumes.
I have seen all three.
What are you going as, David? Lightfoot. your childhood pet deer that you illegally fostered.
Briefly. Look, as part of Generation X, here's the thing. After you were in sixth grade, you didn't go out trick-or-treating anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't wear a Halloween costume anymore. And that's just something that...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, if I'm invited to a Halloween party and I decide to go, I would probably get a costume. But beyond that, I mean...
What would you go as? I'm curious. What was the name of your pet raccoon again?
Herman.
Herman. What would you go as, Aaron?
Okay, so the last time I went out for Halloween, I was Jack Sparrow.
That's good.
Yeah, I just wanted to be a pirate. So...
We could use some good pirates. David, what are you going as this year at the company Halloween party?
You know, I still have that Adam West Batman costume hanging up back there.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Interesting.
Secrets are coming out.
Here we go. From the I'm going as Marty. It's the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and joining me via our live stream, Jarrell Gilliam, who is the Executive Director of Light of Life Rescue Mission, and you can check it out at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Jarrell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Larry.
Good to see you on this Wednesday morning on the radio. I wanted to reach out to you because of the recent story that the Planning Commission in Pittsburgh for some time has supported these tiny houses for the homeless or unsheltered. And it looks like it's starting to get some real legs. And the question to you is, I mean, you live this every day among the people who have nowhere to go. Get your idea of, is this a viable option? And where will this be? Do you know?
I think they're looking at a couple of places. I know back when, in 2023, when it initially came out, there were certain spots that were being considered. But what I say, Larry, is one, it's a step in the right direction, right? We want to always, I like saying we want all the options on the table. But we also want to say quickly that it is not the solution. Having a tiny home is better than a tent, but it can still be an unsafe condition for people. They're still very small, hence the tiny. And having people cram into those spaces may not be the best way for dignity and respect. But the major thing, Larry, that I like to say is that whatever the solution, whether it's a tiny home, an apartment, a house, there must be wraparound services. Every place where I've studied in the city, in the country, rather, that has tried this idea, there's no consideration as to why the person became homeless and then help them to address that underlying issue, putting them in a place only temporarily solves one issue in their life, but the other issue often catches up with them. So if it's mental health, if it's drug addiction, putting them in a tiny house is not going to be their solution. They need some type of wraparound services.
What is the current status of this city when it comes to people without shelter?
We have, I didn't check, I should have checked right before I came on. I didn't look at the most recent data, but we have been seeing an increase still in our county in the homeless area. And it has been growing over the years. Now, with the coming NFL draft and some other initiatives, we've seen the more public tent communities move to close down. But we know people are still going other places. And our outreach team, we get calls almost on a daily basis of where people are popping up, where these new communities are popping up. And we continue to go out there to offer them an opportunity to come out. But just remember that that I've always said that no matter what initiative the county or the city wants to get behind for housing, there needs to be an equal amount of commitment, resources, so that there can be counselors, mental health providers, sometimes behavioral health and medical health. Because again, we have to address the underlying issues, or we're just sticking people in tents. One other quick thing, a great community that I saw out in California, Hope the Mission it's called, they have a great community there. But the way they do it, they make sure that basically the tiny homes are really just sleeping rooms. They don't put TVs in there. They don't put refrigerators in those rooms. They have common spaces for people to go, so that in order to eat your meal, you have to go out to the dining area. In order to get your mail and other things to go in a dining area, because they emphasize community. So again, if you just put someone who's having a mental health crisis in a room or a tiny home, and you put everything in there, they're going to tend to just isolate in that place, and that's where mental health gets worse. So if people who are involved, if organizations like Light of Life and other homeless providers are involved in the planning of these things, we could help avoid some of the mistakes that other cities have made. But so far, we have not been invited to the table around that particular idea. But again, we're glad they're moving in that direction. It's certainly better than just saying, well, we'll let a tent community live by a river that can flood. That's better, but we got to keep making this better.
One of the indications of the demand, I just saw Lisa Scales from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. They just announced a record distribution of meals of 53 million in this region, which suggests that people are on the edge. And are you finding people who find themselves without shelter more frequent than ever before in this day and age?
As you know, just a few months ago, we opened up a community resource center right across from our emergency services building. And that houses our clothing, a free store for clothes. There's a food pantry there as well as a furniture bank. And we have seen that increase in demand. We're hearing that there are people that are on the edge. They are barely making it month to month. And everybody has been feeling the impact economically of increased gas prices. Actually, gas prices are down right now, but like eggs and all those things over the last few months. And it's impacted people, and they need help. And we've seen that help increase over what has been in the past. So we have to continue to be a community that cares for each other. We have to continue to be a community that gives. And Pittsburgh is one of those places that we have good neighbors here, but we have to keep moving the needle forward. And at Light of Life, we could use everyone's help. The summer is always a time where donations go down. And right now, as you're talking, Larry, needs and demand are going up. And we need assistance to just get the right personnel out there to keep our staff out there doing the right thing to help make Pittsburgh the most livable city.
We appreciate the work you and your staff do every day, Jarrell. Thank you. And we'll check in again soon.
Thank you, Larry.
Jarrell Gilliam, Executive Director of the Light of Life Rescue Mission here in Pittsburgh. That's odd. That's it. a rare sound. That used to be more common in the old phone system.
Yeah, when you hear it, it just doesn't make sense with what we're doing.
I mean, we're all used to phones dropping for mobile phones, but that was old school landline. Just hang up. We'll try to get Joe on here real quick. Joe.
Yes, Larry, good morning.
For some reason, your phone dropped out. So before it does again, we want to know, how much rain are we anticipating?
Oh, that's a great question. Depends on which one of these computer forecasts you want to believe across the area. I'm going to guess somewhere between a quarter and a half an inch of rain. Not the kind of rain that we really could use. It's been pretty dry, but we'll take anything we can get. But there's two opportunities. There's this front that's going to come through the area to late tonight, tomorrow, and then there's a second one that comes to, I think, late Friday night and Saturday. So between the two of them, maybe we can squeeze out a half an inch or two-thirds of an inch of rain between the two systems.
Where do we stand right now in terms of rainfall to this point?
If you look at the numbers for the year, we're actually 5 inches ahead of normal, but that doesn't tell the story. For the summer season, we're actually right around where we should be, give or take a half an inch, but it's really dried out during the last several weeks. You look back at the month of August, we had an inch and a half of rainfall, 1.6, and that was 45% of normal. So August is when things really, really dried out, and you can see it in the stream flow. They've gotten much, much lower in the last few weeks.
Yeah, tell my grass we've had 5 more inches for the year. Yeah, but I get it. The last weeks
mine
have been
was nice and lush and verdant until the last couple of weeks, and all of a sudden it's starting to look brown.
All right, Joe, thanks for the update.
You're welcome, sir.
Meteorologist Joe Lundberg from AccuWeather's World Headquarters.
From the KDKA News Desk, I'm David Balarado. A worker crushed by a boulder at a mine in Torrance, Westmoreland County. He's been identified as 61-year-old James Gershman of Indiana.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize how many quarries we have like this in mine still in operation, and it's dangerous work.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the things they were talking about for Labor Day as well, about, you know, the things that big labor has been able to accomplish. The Pirates honor a significant day in 1971. That was the day when there was an all-minority lineup, and one of those players that day was Al Oliver.
So I didn't play a lot against left-hand pitching, but the skipper thought that that night would have been a night that he could put me hitting seventh, and it worked out well. I got a couple hits, and, you know, I never had any problem hitting left-handers or right-handers. You know, I could hit anybody.
Yes, he could, and it was a nice gathering on the North Shore there, just outside of PNC Park.
And the U.S. strikes a boat in the Caribbean that it says was carrying drugs into this country from a narco-terrorist group.
Very, very unusual for the United States Navy to take this kind of action, especially in the Caribbean. And we will check in with retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland later on and get his take on that. And the military parade in China that featured Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-il.
All right, we'll have that story coming up in our 7 o'clock news as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.